Meredith Felsenstein, 4th Hour, Fox Springs.
So, what was Prague Springs?
Prague Springs was a short period of time when Czechoslovakia's government seemed to want to become a democracy. It began with the removal of Antonín Novotný, causing changes within the political choices of the Czechoslovakia Communist Party members.
And so, was their ruling system seen unfit by other countries?
Not by other countries, but by a specific person in the in the Communist Party. His name was Alexander Dubček, was the main one, and Ota Sik.
And so what did they do?
They basically just gave the Communist Party members the right to make their own decisions, and they gave the citizens of Czechoslovakia permission to speak out about the government and form their own opinions about how the country is being run.
And so, did any other countries get involved in this?
No, it was mainly centered just in Czechoslovakia.
Okay. So, what happened after they were run by the USSR?
It completely collapsed. Prague Springs was not successful. It was important that it wasn't successful because it just was a trial to change the totalitarian Czechoslovakian government.
And how has that shaped the Cold War?
It gives historical evidence of how that wouldn't work at that period in time and in that area.
And so, how is the Czechoslovakia today?
Today, Czechoslovakia is just a normal country with for just a democracy, it changed.
Any final words?
No.
Thank you.